I want to finish off yesterday's shiur before we get into Eimat Bilinger Balayla. Yesterday we saw the Rif and the Rambam, how the Rif answered the Kasha that by Tfilas Nida works for Geirus, but there's no Bezdin there. So the Rif answered that there's a chiluk between l'chatchila and b'di'eved. L'chatchila, you need a bezdin. B'di'eved, it will be a kosher geirus without a bezdin. And the l'chatchila was that he's not allowed, the geir is not allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. And we saw yesterday a major machlokes between the Ramban against the Miri and the Bach in how to learn pshat in the Rif. According to the Ramban, the Rif is saying that Tvilas Nidus would work for Geirus. The Tvilas Nidus itself would work for Geirus, even without a Bezdin there. But it only works b'di'eved. It doesn't work l'chatchila, meaning that the Geir cannot marry a Bas Yisrael unless he's Tovel in a mikveh in front of a Bezdin, or you bring Edim that he was Tovel in front of a Bezdin. You need Bezdin by the Tvila in order to allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael. And and even though the Ramban explains that he was mekabel mitzvahs in front of a bezin, he was mekabel in front of a bezin to do the mila and the tefila, but if the tefila was not done in front of a bezin, it's a valid tefila bidia, it's a valid geirus, but lechatchila he cannot marry a bas Yisrael. That was the way the Ramban learned pshat in the Rif. The Meiri and the Bach learned pshat in the Rif based on cheskes hanhoga that the tefila for the geirus was not the tefilas nidus. The tefilas nidus is only a proof that she is noyeg b'darche Yisrael, so therefore there must have been a valid geirus. It's a cheskas hanhoga, and even so, based on this cheskas hanhoga, lechatchila, you cannot marry a bas Yisrael, even though the mika hadin cheskas hanhoga is valid, soikli malachazokis, And so midoy raisa, it's a valid chazok, it's a very strong chazok, in fact, if you give Mises Bezdin based on cheskes hanhoga. However, lechatchila, she cannot marry a bas Yisrael. And he cannot marry a bas Yisrael. And the reason for that was, we said, according to the Meiri, it's similar to what the Rambam says, it's a maila biyuchsin, that there's a chumah they made by Yuchsin in terms of marrying a Bas Yisrael, so there has to be, the tefila has to be in front of a Bezdin, not the tefila has to be in front of a Bezdin, but that to rely on the proof of Cheskas Hanhoga, that's not midrabonim, based on Maila B'Yuchsin, that's not a sufficient proof to marry a Bas Yisrael. And according to the Bach, it's because even though there's a chazokah, cheskas hanhoga works, midoy raisa, but there's a chiyuv levarim. If you can be mevarer, right? So then we don't rely on rov, we don't rely on chazokah, when it's efshel levarim. And therefore the Rif and the Rambam are saying that one should not rely on that cheskas hanhoga to marry a bas Yisrael. That's the chatchila. Then you have to bring a better proof than that to marry a bas Yisrael. But according to the Ramban, going back to the Ramban, he learns that the Gemara mila tovla nidosa, that gufa is the tefila of geirus. And but since there was no best in there bishas hatvila, although it works b'di'eved lechatchila, it doesn't work to marry a bas Yisrael. And we question that. Why? What is this din lechatchila? So yesterday I gave a pshat based on the Zecher Yitzchak that he learns that there are two dinim in the tefila of a ger. One din is the tefila to actually effectuate, to create the chalois of the gerus, the change from goy to Yisrael. But there's a second din to remove, that the tefila removes the psul of akum, the tumas akum. And he proved that, and he had various nafkaminas with that. But so I wanted to say that possibly that second aspect of tefillah is not done in front of a bezdin, although the tefillah is valid as a tefillah of geirus, and he becomes a ger and he's chayiv in all tariyag mitzvahs. However, as far as a tefillah for that second din to remove the tumas vakum, the psula vakum, which will allow him to marry a bas Yisrael without bezdin, that's not going to work, and therefore you have to be toivel over again in front of bezdin. So that's a possible pshat, but it is very difficult. It's difficult if tefillah for the gerus works without a bezdin. Why shouldn't the tefillah for to remove the psul akum, the tumas akum, to allow him to marry a bas Yisrael, why shouldn't that also work without a bezdin? What's the role? Why should bezdin play such an important role in terms of the tefillah to remove the psul akum, the tumas akum, right? Even though b'di'evit you don't need a bezdin for the actual gerus itself, for the chalois of the gerus. So I was thinking last night. I was thinking maybe of a different pshat. Why tefillah in front of Beis Din is necessary to allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael. I thought possibly that the Rav once said, he once wrote an article in which he said that in Geirus there are two dimensions, there are two aspects to Geirus. One, the main aspect of Geirus is that the Goy is transformed into a Jew, and he's chayiv in all mitzvahs. But there's a second aspect of Geirus. That is that he's entering Klal Yisrael, becomes a member of Klal Yisrael. He's nichnas likahal Yisrael. Where do we see this idea? And that's an essential aspect of Geirus as well. Where do we see this? By Rus. What did Rus tell Naomi? Elokayach elokoi, ameich ami. Your nation is my nation. A ger is not just accepting mitzvahs. It's not just Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But there's a Kabbalah to become part of Kahal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. And we see that when they tell the ger, when he first comes to the Beis Din, they tell him, Klal Yisrael has homid tzoris, we're oppressed, we're persecuted, why do you want to join this nation? That's part of the dichui to the ger. Because he's not just accepting mitzvahs, but he's becoming part of Am Yisrael. Becoming part of Am Yisrael. I don't know if it would work. If a ger would say, I want to do Tayyim Mitzvahs, but I don't want to become part of the Jewish people. I don't want to suffer, like, be part of their destiny. I want to have nothing to do. I'm going to live on a desert island, right? And I'll do all Tayyag Mitzvahs, but I have no Shaychas at all to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people, right? So, I don't know if that would work, if such a gerus would work. That's part of, an intrinsic part of the gerus. You become Amechami, you become part of Klal Yisrael, right? And unfortunately today, there are those who say that that's all you need for gerus. Just declare, you want to become an Israeli. You want to become part of the Jewish people, right? That's good enough. You don't need Kabbalah Smitzes, right? Just the opposite of what to take that aspect of Geirus, and that becomes the focus, the essence of Geirus, which is, of course, is wrong. It's that Shaloi Kahalocha, you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And if a Geir is Mikabel all mitzvahs afilu, but even one halocha midivrei soifim, one of the dipukei soifim is not Mikabel, the Geirus is not valid. We'll learn about that more when we discuss Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But there certainly is an aspect of the Geirus of Amech Ami, to become part of Am Yisrael, to be Nichnas Lakol. So it could very well be that since the Tevilah is the last stage of the Geirus, where there's actually the Chaleis Geirus, where he's being Nichnas into Klal Yisrael, so who accepts him into Klal Yisrael? He has to be accepted into Klal Yisrael. The Beis Din. That's part of the role of the Beis Din. Because the Beis Din represents Klal Yisrael. Just like the Sanhedrin represents the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Here, a Beis Din of three represents the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. They're now accepting him into the Tzibur. What does that mean, he's accepted into the Tzibur? Now you're Bo Bakol. You can marry a Bas Yisrael. That's becoming part of the Tzibur. You're allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. When the Torah says that someone's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, right? Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Lo Yovo Bikal Hashem. He's not supposed to become part of the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So over here, a ger is part of that gerus, is becoming part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, that he's allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. So he has to be accepted into the tzibur by a Beis Din. So therefore, if there's a tvila without a Beis Din there, although the Rif says that it's not ma'akiv in the gerus, but it's a din l'chatchila, if you want to be able to marry a bas Yisrael, to be nichnas latzibur, so you have to have a Beis Din that represents the tzibur be present at the time of the of the tefillah. So I thought maybe that could be another hesber in the Rif, the way the Ramban learns the Rif. Yeah, you have a question? No? Okay. Yeah.
Still, it's hard to say, because the Beis Din does see the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. It's only the Tefillah that's not. So it's right, they are accepting him by the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. In fact, according to the Moshe, he's saying that's good for the Pesach. The Pesach is that he's right to enter into the Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So if it was like Stam, like the Rif, like if you just did a Beit Ron Yonatso, and somehow that was only good with Tefillah, that was only good with the Evitz, that would make sense. But if the Beis Din is accepting the fact, seeing the fact that he's being Kabbalah Samitzvahs, but they're not seeing the Maisa Tefillah, so why does the Tefillah have the special power of entering
into the Kabbalah? It's a Dinda Rabbanan. But what is this Dinda Rabbanan? It's a Dinda Rabbanan. I'm trying to understand what the Dinda Rabbanan is. Why the Beis Din? The Gerus is a valid Gerus. He's a full-fledged Yisrael. He can't marry a Bas Yisrael because there was no Beis Din there. So I think maybe this can explain how the Chachomim formulated this halacha. Okay, the Rambam Shita is that Miloy Tovlo Lidoso is the Cheskas Hanhoka. If we see the Ger being Noyhe Bidarke Yisrael, as the Rambam explains, that he's going to Mikvah, she's going to Mikvah, she's Mafrish Chala, she's Mafrish Tumas Omaisris, Noyo Vekayotze Bazed, and Noyhe Bidarke Yisrael, so that's a Raya, right? Even though we have no Edim that they were Megayer. But this is a raya, the cheskes hanhoga, from their hanhoga, from their behavior as a Jew. That's a raya that they were megaya, right? But if bo b'hisare b'Yisrael, a masiim oisom atchiyaviu edim or atchiyitvul b'foneinu hoyal v'huchsaku goyim. Since we knew they were once a goy, and now they want to be misarev, they want to marry within the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, then either you have to bring edim that there was a valid geirus, or you have to be toivel in front of a Beis Din of three, right? But according to the Rambam, it's a cheskas hanhoga, right? And the Meiri and the Bach learned the Rif basically like the Rambam, and the Rambam says the reason why they can't marry. If there was no Beis Din b'shas ha'tefillah, it's because of Maila, it's a Maila b'yuchsin. Certain chumis, the chachomim u'misakin, legabe yuchsin, legabe marriage. There is a Magi Mishnah points out that since the Rambam gives more examples, he says, k'gon she'titvol l'nidosa, v'tafrish truma me'isosa v'kayotze bozeh, so the Rambam then is learning that the Gemara's case, Miloy Tovel Nidosa, is an example, right? It's an example, but it could be other things. If we see her being Mafrish Chala, we see her keeping mitzvahs, right? So then that's the same. It's also a raya that there was a valid Cheskas Hanhoga, that there was a valid, it was a valid Geras. Except the Magid Mishnah says possibly that why does the Gemara give the example of Tvila, and the Rambam also brings down the example of Tvila l'nidosa. Efshe gamkin sh'rabbeinu sovosh sh'tzori gamkin sh'yodea vaday sh'tovlu le'ezadoval lefi sh'atvila echod me'inyonei hagerus. It could be that the Rambam holds we also have to know that she was Tovel. It's not just enough to know about that she's Mafrish Chala and Trumas and Maisis, but we also have to know that she was Tovel because Tvila is an Inyan of Gerus. So if we see that she's Tovel, so then we can assume that she did a previous tefillah, prior tefillah, that was done l'shem Gerus. But that's how the Rambam, that's certainly how the Rambam learns. In the Rif, we have a machloikis had to learn shat in the Rif. The Rambam, there's no question about it. It's cheskas hanhoga. It's a proof that there was a Gerus. Right? Ramban has a kasha though on the Rambam. The Ramban does not like the Rambam's pshat in the Gemara. What's the Ramban's kasha?
Why
did the Gemara use the example Mila Toval Linidusa, Mila Toval Likiryo? If all this is just a proof to Cheskas Hanhoga that she is a Jew, he is a Jew, because they're Noyeg Bidarke Yisrael, so the Gemara should have said it's a much easier example. We see them keeping Shabbos, we see them keeping other mitzvahs. Right? Why Dafka Tvila? Why did the Gemara use the example of Tvila, which is much harder to know about than Shabbos or certain other mitzvahs? And the furthermore, the Ramban says from the Loshana Gemara, is Atbala Lahi Akum Lishum Intiso, that this Eved was Matbil Har, right? Lishem Nidus. L'shem nidus. He was matbel ha l'shem nidus. So it's mashma, the Ramban says, that the maisa shahoya now was that he was matbel ha l'shem nidus. It wasn't that the tefillah's nidus was a proof that she had become a ger before. But this was the maisa shahoya that was taking place now, that was that he was matbel ha l'shem nidus, and he thought that the tefillah l'shem nidus is sufficient, it'll work for the gerus. And it does work. It works for the gerus. So that's how the Ramban asks. He rejects the Rambam, and he brings the Yerushalmi also against the Rambam. That last paragraph in the Ramban where he quotes the Yerushalmi asks the question of that how can a tumah kala be metaya from a tumah chamura, just being tovel for keri. How can it work for the tefillah for Geirus? And the Yerushalmi answers, Mikaven Shazu Vizu L'shem Kedushas Yisrael, also no, because a tefillah L'shem Nidus L'shem Keri is for Kedushas Yisrael, so that it works for the tefillah of Geirus. So you see from the Yerushalmi clearly, the Yerushalmi is learning that a tefillah of Keri, a tefillah of Nidus, works as the tefillah of Geirus, right? So the Ramban rejects the whole pshat of the Rambam, and that's why the Ramban is l'shitosoi. That's why the Ramban learned that this case of Mila Tovel Nidusa, he learned pshat in the Rif that it's a tefilas nidus that now is working for the Gerus. It's not like the Miri and the Bach learn in the Rif that it's Cheskas Hanhoga, we saw being Tevel and Nidosa, therefore it's a proof that she was Megayer beforehand. No. This is the Tvilas Nidos is the Tvila of the Geirus. There's no best in there, so the Ramban learned in the Rif the fact that she was Mikabel Mitzis in front of the Bezin, and she was Mikabel in front of the Bezin to do a Tvila. So that's going to be good enough. But the tefillah itself, the tefillah's nidus, was the tefillah of the Geirus. Because the Ramban says you can't learn this Gemara as Cheskas Hanhoga as a proof of what happened, that there was a Geirus, because then why did the Gemara bring the Raya from the tefillah's nidus or tefillah's keri? The Gemara should have just said that she kept Shabbos. She was Mafrish Trumas Umaisris. That's a proof that she's Noyeg Bidarkei Yisrael. That's a proof that she was Megayah. So therefore the Ramban rejects the pshat of the Rambam. And in the Rif he learns that the Tvilas Nidus is the Tvila of Gerus. Okay, that is the Ramban's rejection of the Rambam. Not necessarily that he's like on the halacha of the Ram, he says you can't learn that's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, and yesterday we pointed out that it could be that the Rambam and the Ramban are lishitosam, because according could be, why did the Rambam learn the Gemara that way? What forced the Rambam to learn the Gemara that it was a Cheskas Hanhoga proving that there was already a Geirus? It could be that the Rambam, one of two reasons. Either the Rambam learns that by Tefillah, Bezdin's Ma'akiv by the Tefillah, and Tefillah's Nidus, there was no Bezdin. But the Rambam learns that Bezdin is Ma'akiv, to be it that there should be a Bezdin Bishas Tefillah, so he couldn't learn that the Tefillah's Nidus was the Tefillah of Geirus. The Tfilas Nidus was a cheskas hanhoga to prove that there was a keres. Or it could be that the Rambam learns that Tfilas Nidus cannot function, cannot serve as the Tfilo Geirus, because you need Tfilo L'Shem Geirus. Not Tfilo L'Shem Nidus, Tfilo L'Shem Mitzvah, has to be Tfilo L'Shem Geirus. Rambam then would be L'Shitosoi, that by B'nai Levi, that he holds that even though they did Mila and Mitzrayim, L'Shem Mitzvah's Mila, but that wasn't good enough for the Geirus, they had to do a Hatovas Dambris for the Geirus. However, the Ramban is Lishitosoi as well, because the Ramban learns that a Tfilas Nidus works for Geirus, and he brings the Rishalmi to prove that Tfilas Nidus works for Geirus, because the Ramban is Lishitosoi that B'nai Levi did not have to do Hatofas Dambris. As long as the Mila was L'Shem Mitzvah, L'Shem Kedushas Yisrael, even though it's not L'Shem Geirus, that's good enough for the Geirus. So too, what Tfilas Nidus is also good enough for the Tfilah of Geirus. Just a little bit about Cheskas Hanhoga. The Chazanish defines. Yes.
Right. Didn't we say by Mila that the Chakira was, the Ramban thought that Mila is Siluk Shem Orla?
Yeah, okay. And Ochanami, you could be Mechalik.
Okay,
you could
be possibly Mechalik. That's,
yeah, that's different.
Not the one,
yeah. You could be Mechalik. Could be Mechalik and say it's not totally Zebazah. Right. The Chazanish explains Cheskas Hanhoga, that the Gemara says, Soikli Malach Hazokis, Isha Ubeno, or Baal V'Ishtoi. Right, if a man and a woman come to a city and they live together as husband and wife, and they present themselves as Mr. and Mrs., right? And even though we didn't have two Eidim testifying that they are married, right? That they're married kahalocha, but that establishes a cheskas hanhoga that they're husband and wife, and if she'll be mizane, she'll be chayiv mises bezdim, right? Just like a mother and a son. Right, if they're mizana with each other, they're chayiv mises bezdin. Even though we had no edim, there was no edus to testify there was a mother and a son, but they were noyik like that. We saw by the fact that they were noyik as a mother and a son, or a father and a daughter, that this establishes a cheskas hanhoga, right? And that works me the eraisa. So the Chazanish defines. So how long do you have to see that? Like, what are the criteria of Cheskas Hanhoga? So too by the Ger, right? What do you have to see in terms of, if you see him making a bracha one time, is that a Cheskas Hanhoga that now we know that he's a Jew, right? What do you need? So the Chazanish defines it, and he says, the mitnoi hanhoga machzekes lisko v'liso hu sheyis'ames hadova The first condition is that it has to be very clear to the people of the city, right? Without any sveikus, without any doubt in their mind, that this is a mother and a son, this is a husband and his wife, right? And it's then they have and they believe that that's the case. And that there's no deception going on, there's no amasla, there's no ulterior motives for them to present themselves to the people in the city in such a way. So it's yisames hadova belev horoyim. That's number one. Uvozeh, achalami yom doni ma'idei chazok bezul. Chazanish says also, you need 30 days. That they have to act that way, that behavior has to take place over a period of 30 days of time. And possibly he says that's the same thing is going to apply by a ger, right? Has to be nisames be'enei hatzibur, that this person is really Jewish, right? That they truly believe that, and over a period of 30 days. If let's say it's more than 30 days, but the people of the city have sveikis. They're not sure. Is it really Jewish? Or maybe he's just, it's a put on. Maybe it's a deception. right? And they have seikas. There's no cheskes hanhoga. Doesn't matter. It could be 6 months. It could be a year, right? Chazanish says it has to be. It has to be over a period of 30 days. So just saying a bracha once, washing the tilas yadayim once, that's not going to be a cheskes hanhoga. It has to be over 30 days. Where do you get the 30 days from? I don't know exactly, but it has to. But it also has to be shisamis believe ha'anoshim, that they believe this is really true. They don't have any sveikas of it. They're not talking among themselves. You know, is he really Jewish or is he really a put on? He has ulterior motives, right? And but he's not really Jewish. That's cheskas hanhoga, the way the Chazanish defines it. Okay, we have two other answers to the kasha. Back to the original kasha, miloi tovla nidosa, but there was no bezdin there, bishas tvila. So we have the ateretz, a chiddush of the Meiri, that the Meiri brings down a yesh mitartzim, that only kabbalas mitzis and mila need a bezdin of three, but tvila does not need a bezdin of three min hatoyim. Right, Kabbalas Mitzvahs and Mila need a Bezdin of three, but not Tvila. And the Meiri explains what's the reasoning of the Meiri. It can't be done by himself. He needs someone else to do it. Kabbalas Mitzvahs certainly can't be done by himself. He has to be Mekabel in front of a Bezdin to show his sincerity, that he really means it. Right, and the Mila cannot be done by himself. He's possible to do Mila on himself. Since he's a Goy is possible for Mila. At the time when he does Mila, he's possible to do it for himself. So he needs somebody else to do the Mila on him. So therefore, but Tvila you can do yourself. You don't need anybody else by the Tvila. So the Meiri apparently learned, this Teretz, the Meiri apparently learned that the Gzeres HaKosov of Mishpat that you require Bezdin is wherever you need in the process of the Gerus, you need somebody else to be involved, it has to be a Bezdin that's involved. Kabbalas Mitzvahs has to be Bifnei Bezdin, the Me'ila has to be in front of a Bezdin, but the Tvila, with that you can do all by yourself, that doesn't require a Bezdin min HaTorah. Midrabanan, however, even the Tvila requires a Bezdin, right? That we see from the Gemara and Daf Mem Vav. That they told him, wait till tomorrow, and then you'll be toivel in front of the Bezdin. So that's only Durabonan. That's a din l'chatchila midurabonan. But it's not minatayra. What's the reasoning that the Rabbonan, if the Torah says that you only need a Bezdin by the Kabbalah's mitzvahs and the Tvila, so why did the Rabbonan come along and say that you need a Bezdin also by the Tvila? What's the reason? So the Meiri says, the Rabbonan required the Bezdin because of what?
Otu Mila
over Kabbalah's mitzvah. It's like Ixeru. If you want to have a Bezdin by Tvila, there were Choshesh that maybe you want to have a Bezdin by the Mila and by the Kabbalah's mitzvah. So therefore the Rabbanan came along and there were Geizer that you need, like Lechatchila, you need a Bezdin by the Tvila as well. So in Mela, Mila, Tovel, Nidosa. Right? She did tefillas nidus without a bezdin. It's a valid tefillah for the gerus because you don't need it. It's the bezdin. It's not ma'akiv by the tefillah. Bezdin's only ma'akiv by the kabbalas mitzvahs and by the mila. Then there's one more teretz. There's one more teretz that the Mordechai brings. The shame Rabbi Yehuda v'Reb Yontif. And the teretz of the Mordechai, the shame Rabbi Yehuda v'Reb Yontif, and coming to answer the same kasha by Tvilas Nidus, there was no Bezdin. So he says also a chiddush that midairaisa you don't need a Bezdin of three liikuva. Midairaisa all you need is one. All you need is one. Just like by Dini Mominus, because by Dini Mominus the Gemara in Sanhedrin says by Hodos and Halvos, right? All you need is one dayan, midrabanan. Midrabanan, they were masakin, you need three dayanim. But midrabanan, all you need is one dayan, and therefore by gerus, just like by dini mamis, because we learn gerus from mishpat, so you don't need a bezdin, you don't need a bezdin of three. So the Mordechai says. That's the answer that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yontif says that by Tvilas Nidus, there was one person there, Bishas HaTvila. There was one person there. And not a bezdin of three. You're not going to have three men standing there when she's toivel l'nidusa. But there was one person there. So, and that's good enough. Midoy raisa. Now, what's ma'akiv is the requirement midoy raisa, midoy rabbonet. Of course, they said that you need a bezdin of three, but midoy raisa, one will be sufficient. So that's what's ma'akiv, and the Mordechai rejects that. How does the Mordechai reject that? Mordechai rejects that teretz because he says poshut, like Tosfos says. Tosfos on Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis also said this, that Tosfos suggested that where's the bezdin bishas tvilas nidus? So Tosfos said maybe you'll say Devar Torah chad nami kosher, right? All you need is one. But he says because mokim in derech noshim lohavi ishimon bishas tvilah. You don't even have one man there bishas tvilas nidus, right? She doesn't even bring her husband there. I mean, if she's toivel in the ocean. And so then the husband can be there. But when she's talking about the mikveh, she doesn't go into a lady's mikveh and bring her husband along. He waits in the car outside, right? And so there's no man there. There's a mikveh lady there. And the woman is not kosher to be a dayan. So Mordechai says, this doesn't answer the kasha. There's nobody. There's no man there. There's no bezdin there at all. Bishas tvilas nidos. Right? But you see from this Mordechai, Rehuda Reb Yontav, that he entertained the possibility that one dayan is sufficient for gerus. Just like by Dini Mominis, one is sufficient midai raisa. So one will be sufficient, one dayan will suffice for the bezdin by gerus. Right? Now, the MS is that Tosfos on Mem Hei Omid Beis also entertains that possibility. He just says you can't say there's a man there bishas tvilas nidus, but who disagrees with that? Who says you must have a bezdin of three? What? Mukhi Yosef says that, but even before the Mukhi Yosef, there's a Tosfos in our sugya. Tosfos in our sugya, the bottom Tosfos mishpa ksiv bay, right? So Tosfos says, how do you know where is Mishpat written by Geiru? So Shvatatem Tzadeh Ben Ishu Ben Ochi Ben Geiru Inami Mishpat Echa Yelachem V'lager V'afil L'man Doma B'Sanhedrin Devar Toi Rechad Nami Koshe Hocha Midamim L'Gzeilus V'Chavolus L'Va'inin Shloisho L'Kule Yama. Even according to the Man Doma in Sanhedrin, that one dayan is Koshe Min HaTorah for Dinei Mominis, that's only by Hodos V'Havos, by loans, by somebody's mode that he owes money, so then one dayan is kosher. But by gzeilus v'chavolos, by dini nizikin, by chavola, by gzeila, so there the Gemara says l'kuli alma you need three dayanim, and therefore Tosfos says that when we're learning out that gerus is a mishpat, which mishpat do we compare it to? Do we compare it to the mishpat, the dini mominis of Hodos V'Avos, where one dayan is sufficient? Or do we compare it to the Mishpat of Gzeilus V'Chavolos, where you need three? Right? Why is it that here you need one and there you need three? That's the whole sugya at the beginning of Sanhedrin. We're not going to go into that. But the Gzeilus V'Chavolos certainly needs three, right? Three dayanim, min hatayim, three smuchim, actually. You need three dayanim. What? Chavolos is injuries, wounding. So apparently Tosfos says, well, if you can make the hekesh to this dini mominus or that dini mominus, so we're gonna be makish l'chumra, right? That you need a bezdin of three, okay? But the Mordechai quotes us such a shita that, and Tosfos on Memhei entertains such a shita that all you need is a bezdin of one dayan for gerus min hatayim midrabanan. Of course you need three. Okay, we're finally ready for tvila balayla. And here also, there are so many different shittas in the Rishonim. Let's go through the various shittas and then give a hesber what the machlokes is. Right? The Gemara says a matbilin ger balayla. Question is whether Tvila balayla will work b'diavad. The reason why emat bilin ger balayla is because it's mishpat, because it's din, right? And din cannot take place balayla. So what about b'diavad? Will the tefillah balayla work b'di'evet? So Tosis in Mem Vav says, "Hey, my bila kier balayla because mishpuk sive, alfa pisha kvar mol choshiv leik hetchilas din." Even though we already did the mila, so you might think it's like gemar din because by dini moment it's tchilas din is by yom and gemar din can be balayla. So even though there was already a mila, there was a kabbalas mitzvahs, there was a mila. You might think that tefillah, it can be ba'layla, because it's gemar din, it's the completion of the process. No, Taisa says no. Tefillah is tchilas din. It's tchilas din. And therefore it's ma'akev, it has to be ba'yom. If it's tchilas din, just like by dini mominis, if you'll start the din at night, it's ma'akev. The din is not a valid din. That's the way we paskin lahalocha. Right? It's not a valid din. So only gemar din can be balayla. So the geira, tefillah of geira says tchilas din, and therefore it's ma'akev bayim. So the kabbalas mitzvahs are tchilas din. The mila is tchilas din. The tefillah, which is the last step of the process, is also tchilas din. It's ma'akev bayim. A matbilin geir balayla. Taisus on daf memhei on the days. When he spoke about, he asked the kasha about tefillas nida. How could tefillas nida be the tefillah of gerus? After all, a matbilin ger balayla. So Tosa says, if we'll learn like the first teretz that only kabbalas mitzvahs needs bezdin, so then, but tefillah really doesn't need. Tefillah really doesn't need bezdin midai raisa. So then the din of eimat vilin ger balayla is only lechatchila midrabanan. It's only a din derabanan, and it's lechatchila because tefillah itself doesn't even need bezdin min hatayra. Only kabbalas mitzvahs needs bezdin. So it's only a din derabanan lechatchila to have a bezdin and to do it by yom, but balayla it's going to be kosher. So that's why tefillah's nida is going to work. Is going to work balayla. It's going to work balayla. Right? The other teretz in Taisus that says that tefillah does require bezdin. Tefillah does require bezdin, but it's just that the mila tovla nidosa, it's anan sahadeh, as if the bezdin is standing there. Right. So what's the teretz on that? And how does it work balayla? So we saw yesterday, we saw the Rosh quotes the Maharam, right? That tefillah, that teretz would hold, that tefillah, kabbalas mitzvahs is tchilas din, and tefillah is gemar din. And therefore the tefillah is kosher balayla. Why didn't Tosis give that teretz? Why didn't Tosis didn't think of that? No, Tosis doesn't hold that way. Because Tosis, as we just saw, holds that tefillah is considered to be tchilas din. And therefore, tchilas din has to be bayoyim. But the Rosh, quoting the Maharam, holds that tefillah is considered to be gemar din. And therefore, it's going to be kosher. B'di'evet, it's going to be kosher b'alayla. Of course, l'chatchila should be done bayoyim. But b'di'evet, it's going to be kosher. Kosher balayla. So we have right away, we have a machlokes whether tefillah of the gerus is tchilas din or tefillah is considered to be gemar din. According to the Tosis on daf memhei on the base, that Tosis says really you don't need a bezdin for tefillah. It's a din lechatchila midrabanan to have a bezdin for tefillah, and therefore lechatchila you should have. The tefillah should be bayom, but b'di'evet is going to be kosher. It's going to be kosher balayla. So this din derabanan. How do we understand this din derabanan? How do we understand the din derabanan that you should have a bezdin lechatchila midrabanan, and it should be done bayom lechatchila midrabanan? How do we understand it? So I think what we said before in the Me'iri, I think there are two possible answers. What's the lechatchila midrabanan? The one possibility is it's a gzeira. The rabbanan were concerned that if you won't have a bezdin b'shas tevila and bayom, so then you might not have a bezdin b'shas kabbalas mitzvahs and bayom, and that's ma'akev because kabbalas mitzvahs, that's the real din of mishpat, right? The Mishpat Bezdin's ma'akiv by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Yom is ma'akiv by Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So the Rabbanon came along. They made a gzeira that the tefillah should also be by Yom gzeira or to the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's one possibility. Second possibility is that what happens b'shas tefillah? What happens at the time when the gear is toiva? There's hoidos mitzvahs. The Kabbalah smith, there are two stages in terms of Kabbalah mitzvahs. There's the first stage of Kabbalah mitzvahs before the Geiris begins, where the Geiris mekabel mitzvahs in Bezdin, all Tayyag mitzvahs drabbanan, minhogim, everything. Mekabel, a total Kabbalah mitzvahs, right? That's the Iko Kabbalah mitzvahs, right? And then you can go ahead with the rest of the process of the Geiris. But then Bishas Tvila, we know the Gemara says, that there are three Talmidei Chachamim who are stand there by the mikvah, and they are modiyah, mixas, mitzvahs, kalas, and chamuris. Right? That's a din derabbanan. That's a din. That's not ma'akif. If you won't have that, it's not. That's not going to be ma'akif. But there's a lechatchila midrabbanan. You see, it's not ma'akif, right? By the t'miloi tovla l'nidosa, right? It's not ma'akif, but it's a din derabbanan bishas tvila to be modiyah, mixas, mitzvahs. Kalus v'chamus. Therefore, who's Modiya? The Bezdin is Modiya. So the Rabbonin were misakin that you should have a Bezdin standing there, Bishas Hatvila, in order to be Modiya, Mixas Mitzis, Kalus v'chamus. But that's only a din de Rabbonin, and that's not Ma'akib if you didn't do it. So there are two possibilities. What's the Lachatchila Midu Rabbonin? To have the Bezdin, Bishas Tvila, and to do it by Yom. Either it's a Gzeira Otu, the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, or it's because the Chazal were misakin that you should have we call this hoidos mitzvahs, modiyin mixas mitzvahs, kalos v'chamuris bishas hatvila, and therefore you need a bezdin to be there. But that's not ma'akif. Yes.
Why can't that be at night time?
No? What?
Why can't that be at night time?
Because since it resembles the Kabbalah mitzvah, in other words, it's Hoidos mitzvahs, and just like Kabbalah mitzvahs has to be by Yom, so that when the Rabbanon were Mesakin, this din the Rabbanon to be Modiyah mitzvahs, it's like a second Kabbalah, a confirmation of the original Kabbalah. So therefore, since the real Kabbalah mitzvahs must be by Yom because of Mishpat, so too, this secondary Kabbalah mitzvahs Bishas Tvila should also be by Yom.
But it's also Bishas Tvila, which also is by Yom. So, in other words, by de facto, that it's at the time of Tvila.
Well, the Tvila we're saying is, it's, you could do the Tvila Balayla. It's not the Me'ikadin, Tvila's Kasha Balayla. The reason why they said that Tvila should be by Yom, Lechatchila, is because Bishas Tvila, there's a Kabbalah's mitzvah. In other words, the two explanations are, is the reason the din lechatchila that tvila should be by Yom, is that a din in the tvila? That's what they were masakin, the tvila should be by Yom, or it's a din in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs that takes place b'shas hatvila? These are two possible explanations. Okay, so we, yes.
It seems like from the b'diavad and the nimun geyosef that even b'diavad, if they didn't have based in.
Again?
I'm saying this
in, first of all, in the Tosfos on Mem Hei Omer Beis.
Okay.
In the Tosfos on Mem Hei Omer Beis. Now, in the Nemuke Yosef, what do you say in the Nemuke Yosef?
As long as they were Mudia Kaz of Hamoris and they even got what we told in front of
Beis,
so it's fine.
Yeah. That's in terms of what's Ma'akiv. What's absolutely necessary. We're talking about lechatchila. There's a din lechatchila that you should have, that the tefillah should be by Yom and the tefillah should be in front of Bezin, even if you hold that Mishpat only goes on the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, right? Like Taisa is the first teretz in Taisa on Daf Mem Hei Omer Beis. Still, the Chachomim came along and they said that the tefillah lechatchila should have Bezin and should be by Yom. Right. Well, I'm trying to explain what's that lechatchila. Why did the Chachamim? Why were they misakin that? Right. And that's not ma'akev b'diavad. If you'll have the tefillah b'alayla, it'll be kosher b'diavad. right? Tefillah without bezdin will be kosher bederet. That's what Tosfos Mem Hei is saying. But what's this din lechatchila? What was the kavona of the chachamim in being mesakin lechatchila that the tefillah should be in front of a bezdin dafka bayom? Which Nebuki Yosef are you referring to? Where? Tes Vav on the base. You mean the beginning of the Mukhi Yosef?
In the
Tirtza. The Chol, yeah, that's the Ramban.
So the
yeah, that's Tirtza the Chol Shemo Bebezdin Vekibololo Bifneim Litva Vadil Kalos Vechamuris. Right? Kalos Vechamuris means that's the real Kabbalah's Mitzvah. That's the real Kabbalah's Mitzvah. By Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, you don't tell him all Tayyar Mitzvahs, you don't learn Sefer Chinuch with him. Right? You tell him about the mitzvahs and he's mekabel all the mitzvahs, right? That he's referring. That's what he means. The real Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Now, there's a Ramban, a Rambam, and a Rashba, and a Ritva. Everybody discusses this question, whether tefillah balayla is going to be kosher b'di'evet, right? Certainly, lechatchila, you need the tefillah bayoyim, right? In front of a bezdin. But b'di'evet, is it going to be kosher balayla? So the Ramban is misupuk about that. If you were toivel b'di'evet balayla, what's the din? Because it says mishpat and lichayre the tefillah is tchilas din and it has to be bayoyim. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says then if the ger was toivel balayla b'di'evet, he's going to be a ger. And the Rambam holds b'di'evet is going tefillah is kosher balayla. And the Ramban says, well, but we know that din by dini momi this balayla doesn't work. Im donu balayla ein dinehem din. So therefore, he argues on the Rambam, and he says that there has to be that the Ramban holds the tefillah has to be by yom it's ma'akeh b'di'evet. If the ger was toivel balayla, he has to be toivel over again by yom. Has to be toivel over again by yom. And the Rashba quotes the Ramban, and the Rashba says that he argues on that. The Ramban, he says, of course lechatchila, when the Gemara says hey, matbin leger balayla, that's only a din lechatchila. But b'di'evet, the tefillah is going to be kosher balayla because it's gemar din. The tefillah is gemar din. Why is it gemar din? There's a little bit of a difference between the Rosh and the Rashba. Why is it gemar din the tefillah? So the Rosh said it's gemar din because the Kabbalah's mitzvah is tchilas din, and the tefillah is gemar din. The Rashba says it's gemar din because the Kabbalah's mitzvah and the milah are tchilas din, and therefore the tefillah, which is the last step of the process of geirus, that's considered to be gemar din, and therefore it's going to be kosher. B'di'evet is going to be kosher balayla, and he proves, and he proves that it's going to be kosher balayla because he says, why did the Gemara have to say that? The Gemara said, Shmamino ein matbilin ger balayla. We should know that from the fact that ger requires bezdin, and bezdin has to be by yom. Right, bezdin ma mishpat has to be by yom. So mimela, we should know that automatically. Once the Gemara says that geirus is mishpat and you require bezdin for geirus, so then you should know that it has to be by yom. Elamai, the Rashba says, since the halacha is that only tchilas din has to be by yom, but gemar din can be balayla, and tefillah has a status of gemar din, so it'll be kosher balayla. Therefore, the Gemara had to say, Shema Mino, when they told him, come back tomorrow and we'll do the tvila, the Gemara had said, Shema Mino, ein matbilin ger balayla, meaning lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should do it vayom. But it's not, but b'di'evet, it's going to be kosher, it'll be kosher balayla, because the tefillah has a status of gemar din. So the Ramban holds the tefillah is tchilas din. Right? The Rambam and the Rashba hold apparently that the tefillah is gemar din, because the Rambam holds certainly that you must have a bezdin by the tefillah. It's clear from Rambam, you must have a bezdin by tefillah. If you don't have a bezdin, it's going to be ma'akev b'diyev. It's just that the Rambam says im hitbiluhu balayla, it's going to be kosher. Why? So it must be. The Magid Mishnah points out the Rambam holds like the Rashba, and that the tefillah is gemar din, and therefore b'diyevet is going to be kosher balayla. The Ritva says that it's a machloikis rishonim, whether b'di'evid is kosher balayla, and he says v'nira de'eino tvila shehu ikar hageris kitchilas din. He says it's b'di'evid, it won't be kosher balayla. Why? Because the tvila is the ikar geirus, which is the tchilas din. Many rishonim here. Everybody talks about what's the machloikis. What's the hezv in the machlokes, whether the tefillah is tchilas din or gemar din? Right? What's the obvious, the most obvious hezv in the machlokes? What do you think?
We have one side that it's gemar din, and gemar din can happen at night, and the other side is that you don't really need a beis din.
No. We're assuming that you need a beis din. No, if you need a beis din. So if you need a bezdin by the tefillah, and the bezdin's ma'akiv, then by the tefillah, which most rishonim hold, and that's the way we paskin, that you must have, assuming that you need a bezdin, right? But is the tefillah a tchilas din or gemar din? Nafkamina whether it's kosher balayla, right? What's that machlokes? Yeah. Okay, so that's one hezbah. It depends what's the role of each part of the geirus. If the kabbalas mitzvahs is a tenai, and the mila is also like a tenai, a prerequisite to remove the shem orel, because you can't be megayir if you have a shem orel. So then, what's the maisa geirus, the actual act that performs the geirus, accomplishes the geirus? It's the tefillah. So the tefillah is tchilas din. But if you learn that the mila, let's say, is a maisa geirus, right? It's not just a tenai to remove the orla, so because otherwise it'll be tovel v'sheretz biyodo. You have to remove the psul of orla, but it's mamish amaisa geirus. So then, or the kabbalas mitzvahs is a maisa geirus. So then the tefillah is the completion of that maisa geirus, right? So then it would be gemar din. It would be gemar din. So that's one way of learning that depends on the chakira within geirus itself. What's maisa geirus? What's just a tenai? What's just a prerequisite? Right. So it could depend on that, on those chakiris. But if kabbalas mitzvahs is tchilas din, mila is tchilas. The Rashba says kabbalas mitzvahs and mila are tchilas din. Right. So the tefillah is the gemar din. The Rosh says kabbalas mitzvahs is tchilas din. He doesn't talk about the mila. And therefore the tefillah is gemar din. So that's one way of learning. We saw this chakira before. Right? We saw nafkaminas in the chakira. It could very well be that if the mila is a maisa geirus, maybe there's a partial geirus chal for certain things already with the mila alone. So the geirus started, so mimela the tefillah would be the gemara of the geirus, a gemar din. Right? Or do we say that no, that the real maisa geirus is the tefillah, and that therefore that is considered to be tchilas din, nafkamino whether it's ma'akev balayla. There is, however, another. That's the simple way of explaining this machlokes. There is, however, another way of learning. Yeah.
Just maybe even if you said that it's nine, it's still considered tefillah. is it something tonight that's going to be matched with the nice gears? Is that in itself considered tefillas din, or is that just a tonight element? It's not on the page of the.
It's also a possibility. Yeah. Even if something is a tanai, maybe that's considered to be tchilas din because it's a prerequisite, and therefore the tvila, which comes at the end, is a gemar din. Or do we say no? But I think there's another way of explaining the machlokes, which is not a chakira within gerus, the roles of each act of the gerus, but it could be it's a chakira within Tchilas din and gemar din. What is tchilas din and what is gemar din by dini mominis? First, let's see by dini mominis. What's tchilas din and what's gemar din and what's the source of this halacha, right? So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Dalid. Gemara says that the Mishnah says that tchilas din is bayoyim, gemar din is balaylo, and the Gemara says minohani mila yomer Rav Chiya bar Papa dom akro. Vishoftu is on the choleis. Ihochi, that's Gemar din balayla, the choleis. Ihochi tchilas din nami. Hidderoba, the robber rami ksi, vishoftu is on the choleis. Ksi, vahoya viyom hanchilo es vono. So one pasuk says that din can be the choleis, even balayla. Another pasuk says, vahoya viyom hanchilo es vono. That din, it's referring to din, dine nachlis, that has to be dafka bayayim. So it's a stira. Okay, it's a yoim l'tchilas din, layla l'gemar din. Yoim is tchilas din, and layla is for gemar din. Right? Layla is for gemar din. So what's the reason for that? I mean, it's a gzeres hakosel. But what's the pshat in that gzeres hakosel that yoim is tchilas din and layla is gemar din? Look in the Tosis. Yoim l'tchilas din ibcha leka lemeima. How did Gemara know that? It goes that way. That yoim is tchilas din and layla is gemar din. Maybe the other way. Maybe layla is tchilas din and yoim is gemar din. Ibcha leka lemeima. The mistome tchilas din ikur. The Tosis says that the tchilas din is the ikur, so therefore it has to be bayoyim. It's a more limited, restricted time, because tchilas din is the ikur. That's why it has to be bayoyim. In other words, the ikur. What is tchilas din by dinim mamonis? What's tchilas din? When they present their claims, you bring the edim. Kabbalah say this is also tchilas din, and as the Pischei Tshuva points out, the masav matan of the bez din. When the Bez Din analyzes the halacha and applies it to this case, that's also Tchilas Din. What's Gemar Din? The Psak. The Bez Din, after all, everything took place, when the Bez Din actually paskins, Reuven is Chayiv, Shimon is Potter, right? So then, that is the Gemar Din. That's what Gemar Din is. Everything that comes before that is really considered to be Tchilas Din and has to take place by you. Yeah.
Leading up to the verdict, is leading up to the psak.
No, so Taisa says no. Because really, the ikur din is everything that comes before, and once the Bez Din does their massive amatan, and they decide what the halacha is, based on all the evidence and based on the claims, right? That's the ikur of the din. The psak din is just telling the balei din what the halacha is. But everything that led up to that, that's really the ikur, the way they're determining the halacha, right? The psak din is just telling, it's just a birur. This is what we came up with, right? This is what we came up with. It's not that way by din in the foshes. By din in the foshes, Rabbi Kivega says, the psak din creates the chalois achiyuv, right? There's no, but over here, by din in momenis, all the psak din is just informing them what the halacha is, how they paskin on the case. So the ikur, he says, is really the tchilas din is the ikur, and that has to be by yoyim. Then he says another teretz, va'o biyom anchilo kabbalas eidus hu dehevi kitchilas din. Biyom anchilo esbonov refers to the kabbalas eidus, which is the tchilas din. Right? That you bring the Edim testify in Bez Din, that's the Tchilas Din. Why is that the Tchilas Din? Because that's the beginning of the case. In other words, Gemar Din is the end of the case. Right? So there is, what's the difference between Tchilas Din and Gemar Din? Tchilas Din has to be by Yoyim. Based on these two answers in Tosis, one can explain it in two ways. Could be that Tchilas Din has to be Bayoim and Gemar Din is Balayla because it's a Gzeres HaKosov. Tchilas Din Bayoim, the beginning of the case, Kabbalah Seidus and the Tainus, that's Bayoim, and the Gemar Din is the end, that's the Sof. So that there's a Gzeres HaKosov that the Gemar Din can be Balayla because it's the end, it's the end of the process of the Din. Or do we say that Tchilas Din Bayom, what is Tchilas Din Bayom, and why is Tchilas Din Bayom? The first Teretz in Tosfos says because whatever is the ikur of that din, that's Tchilas Din. The ikur of the din is Tchilas Din, and that has to be Bayom, right? The ikur of the din has to be Bayom, and therefore we can explain this machlokes whether Tvila is Tchilas Din or Tvila is Gemar Din, right? You can't. Does it depend on the end of the process that's called Gemar Din, or does it depend on what is the ikur of the process? Right. The ikur of the process is Tchilas Din, right? That's considered to be Tchilas Din, as Tosfos says. Tosfos, the first Teretz in Tosfos, he says, Mistoma Tchilas Hadin is Ikur, and that has to be Bayoim. Right? So whatever is the Ikur of the Din, and by Dini Mominis, it's the Kabbalah Seidus and the Masav Amaton, that as the Pisrei Tshuva points out, all of that has to be Bayoim. The Gemadim, once they did the Masav HaMatan and the Dayonim arrived at their Psak, then they can give the Psak at night. But the Masav HaMatan, the analysis and the Makoris, the sources, that has to be Bayoim. Because that is the ikur of the din by the Gemar Din. There's really nothing that's mischadish. There's really nothing new by the Gemar Din. It's just informing the Balei Din. This is the psak that we arrived at, and therefore, maybe this could be the machlokes whether Tvila is Tchilas Din or Gemar Din. If we learn that the definition of Tchilas Din and Gemar Din depends on Ikur, whatever the Ikur is, that's considered to be the Tchilas Din. So then the Ikur, Gerus is an Ikur. Gerus certainly is an Ikur by the, and the Tvila is an Ikur by the Gerus, so that can be considered Tchilas Din. Because it's an Ikur. You can't have the Gerus. Just like Kabbalah's Mitzvah is Tchilas Din because it's an Ikur for the Gerus, so too Tvila is an Ikur for the Gerus. Right? That's the ikur of the ikur maisa of the gerus, and all three of them could be the ikur maisa of the gerus, right? Because it's an ikur, and therefore we define it as tchilas din. Tchilas din is not defined necessarily in terms of beginning and end of process, but in terms of what's ikur and what's not so ikur. So tvila certainly would be a tchilas din, and therefore requires yoim. So that's the way the Ramban and the Ritva says, that's the lashon of the Ritva. Tvila have a ikar gerus, the hu ki tchilas din. That's his lashon. Tvila is an ikar gerus, and therefore it's tchilas din. So tchilas din is whatever is ikar gerus, that's considered to be tchilas din, and therefore requires Yom. However, the Rosh and the Rashba learn that the Tefillah is Gemar Din because they learn that Gemar Din is defined in terms of what? The end of the process. Right? Tchilas Din is the beginning of the process and Gemar Din is the end of the process. So that's similar to the second Teretz in Tosfos. Kabbalah's Eidus is the beginning of the process of a Din Torah. Right? The Gemar Din is the end of the process. That can be Balayim. So that's what the Rosh says. The Rosh says that Kabbalah's Mitzvah is the beginning of the process of Gerus. You can't start the Gerus without the Kabbalah's Mitzvah. And therefore the Tvila, which is the end of the process, which is the Sof, that has a status of Gemar Din. And so to the Rashba says, the Rashba just says it a little differently. The Kabbalah's Mitzvah and the Mila are the beginning of the process, right? And the Tvila, which is the completion of the process, the Sof of the Gerus, that has a status that has a status of Gemara Din. So does it depend on what's Igor, or does it depend on the end of the process? So if we learn that Chilas Din depends on what's Igor in the Din, what's the main elements of the din, that's Tchilas Din and requires Yom, so then Tvila is considered to be Tchilas Din, just like Kabbalah's Mitzvah is considered to be Tchilas Din. When we hear Tchilas Din and Gemar Din, we think of a process. Not necessarily. According to what? One possible shot is, what is the Ikur of the din? And therefore, Tvila certainly is the ikur of the Geira, is an ikur element in the Geira, so it's Tchilas Din, requires Yom. But if we learn that Tchilas Din and Gemar Din depend on process, the beginning of the process, the end of the process, the completion of the process, so then that's the Rosh and the Rashba, so they would say that Tvila is going to be Kosher B'dieva Balayla because it's considered to be Gemar Din. So Lemaisa, there are two, maybe possibly more ways, but one way of explaining the machlokes Tchilas Din and Gemar Din is that it's a machlokes within what's the role of Tvila what's the role of Mila and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs in the Geirus, and that will affect the role of Tvila, right? Whether they are a Maisa Geirus. So the beginning of the process has begun. So now the Tvila is the Gemar Din of the Geirus. Or no, they're not Maisa Geirus. So then the Tvila is the Ikur Maisa Geirus. So that's Tchilas Din. The other way, however, of explaining it is that it depends on what the definition of Tchilas Din and Gemar Din by Dine Mominis, right? Which is really two Teirutzim in Tosis. In Sanhedrin, right? Is Tchilas Din what we call the Ikur of the Din, or is Tchilas Din the beginning of the process, and Gemar Din is the end of the process, right? So that would be enough. There would be enough Gemina in terms of how we view the role of Tvila. If the Tvila is certainly an Ikur in the Geirus, so therefore it would be according to that definition, it's Tchilas Din. It has to be by Yom. It's not like by Dine Mominis, where you have a Tchila and a Sov, because the Tchila is the Ikur that includes the Edus and the Masav HaMatan of the Dayanim. The Gemar Din is not, there's nothing new by the Gemar Din, it's just informing them of how they arrived at a certain Psak. But Tvila certainly is an Ikur of the Geirus. But if we view Tchilas Din and Gemar Din by Dine Mominis as what's the beginning of the process and the end of the process, so over here certainly there's a process by Geirus, right? And the Tvila is the last step in the process, and that would be a Gemar Din. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow, and tomorrow we get into the whole issue of mumchin, of smur, whether you need mumchin.